Today's daf is Psachim Daf Lamed Ches, and we have three lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. Amir Avasi. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema. Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Manuela bas Chana, David ben Chava, Asher Zelig ben Rachel Leah, Shimon Yerachmiel bas Chaya Sara, Hadassah Miriam bas Esther Malka, and Tova Rivka Esther bas Hensha Genendel. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schos for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral and Le'ilu Nishmas Avram ben Yubadal Lechayim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss halachos related to matzah, specifically what can and what cannot be used as matzah. Zok the Gemara. Amar Ravasi. Ravasi said, Issa shel Meiser Sheni. If somebody has dough, that's Meiser Sheni. L'divrei Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, says Rashi, who said in the second parak of Masechtas Kedushin that Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gevaya, that Meiser Sheni is viewed as if it belongs to Hekdesh, Ptura min Achala. The halacha is, this dough will be potter from Hafrash Aschala. Divrei Chachamim, according to the Chachamim, Chayev es Bechala. This dough will be Chayev in Chala. Another halacha. Matzois shal Meiser Sheni. Matzois of Meiser Sheni. Divrei Rameir, according to Rameir, again, that holds that Meiser Sheni is viewed as being Mamon Gevaya, it's viewed as being Hekdesh. Divrei Rameir, Einon Miyotze Ba'yidei Chavasa BePesach. You wouldn't be able to be Mekayim your mitzvah of matzah using Matzois shal Meiser Sheni. Divrei Chachamim, according to the Chachamim that hold that Meiser Sheni money is not Hekdesh, Yotze Ba'yidei Chavasa BePesach. You would be able to be Yotze the mitzvah matzah using matzahs that are Meiser Sheni. And finally, Esrik shall Meiser Sheni. If you have an Esrik, that's Meiser Sheni. L'divrei Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir again, that holds that Meiser Sheni is viewed as being Mamon Gevaya in Yotze Ba'yidei Chavasa BeYantar. You wouldn't be able to be Yotze your mitzvah's Esrik using an Esrik that's Meiser Sheni. L'divrei Chachamim, according to the Chachamim, Adam Yotze Ba'yidei Chavasa BeYantar, you would be able to use an Esrik that's Meiser Sheni for the mitzvah of Esrik. Rav Asi said three halachos as it relates to using Meiser Sheni for a mitzvah. The first is challah, the second one is matzah on Pesach, and the third one is esrik. If you have Issa shel Meiser Sheni, are you chayiv in challah or you're not chayiv in challah? If I have matzah instead of Meiser Sheni, can I be mekayim my mitzvah of matzah using those matzahs or not? If I have an esrik of Meiser Sheni, can I use that esrik to be mekayim my mitzvah of dalin minim or can I not? And said Rav Asi, it's totally in a machloikis tanon. It's totally in a machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chacham. So what exactly is this machloikis Rav Meir and the Chacham? Rav Meir was of the opinion that Meiser Sheni is viewed as Mamon Gevaya. We look at the owner of the Meiser Sheni as being Hekdesh. The Chachamim disagreed. The Chachamim said that we look at Meiser Sheni as belonging not to Hekdesh, but rather to the owner of the Peiros. So Meiser Sheni is interesting because Meiser Sheni is just another tax. It's just another Meiser that the owner of Peiros in Eretz Yisrael had to be mafresh every so often. However, the halach of Meiser Sheni was you take those peiros, you don't give it to a kohen, you don't give it to a levi, you can eat it yourself. But it had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And from the fact that it had to be eaten in Yerushalayim, it sounds a little bit like it's Hekdesh. Because where do you find this din that something should have to be eaten in Yerushalayim? That's a Hekdesh type of halach. So from the fact that you have to eat Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, it sounds a little bit like Hekdesh. Additionally, if somebody didn't want to bring the peiros up to Yerushalayim, or he's not going to Yerushalayim until the next Yontif, when he has a mitzvah to be Oyel Regel, and between now and then he's afraid that his peiros are going to spoil. So he had the option to transfer the Kedusha from the Meiser Sheni onto money. Sounds a little bit like it's Hekdesh. Where this concept of being Paida is an idea that you find in Hekdesh, it's something that you find when it comes to Dvar Mishah B'Kedusha, so it certainly sounds a little bit Hekdesh. And it's for that reason Rav Meir was of the opinion that the real owner of Meiser Sheni is not the person who had a field and had crops. No, the real owner of the Meiser Sheni is Hekdesh. Chum disagreed. Chum said, no, at the end of the day, you get to eat it. It has Kedusha. Yeah, no question. But you want to know if it's Meiser Gevaya? No, it's not Meiser Gevaya. Really, it's Meiser Hekdesh. It's Rav Asi and Amora was analyzing different halachos as it relates to Meiser Sheni. And said Rav Asi, I think I have three nafkaminas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim as it relates to mitzvah. According to Rav Meir, if you have Isa that's Ma'isa Sheni, it's like you have Isa that belongs to Hektish, it's going to be Patam and Achal. According to Chachamim, you're going to be Chayv. If I have Matzis of Ma'isa Sheni, according to Rav Meir, it's Hektish, you can't be Mekayim your mitzvah with Hektish. According to the Chachamim, you can. If you have an Esrik that's Ma'isa Sheni, according to Rav Meir, I wouldn't be able to be Yoytze my mitzvah of Dal, meaning using such an Esrik. According to the Chachamim, I would be able to. Rav Papa asked the Kasha to Rav Asi. He said, Mishlam Isa. Mishlam, I understand why you're saying that according to Rav Meir, that holds that Maiser Sheni is Mom and Gavaya. So if you have dough that's Maiser Sheni, now Loch is Yinach Haiv and Chal. Because the Pasuk says, Rashis Arisa Isechem Chala Torimu Truma, and Arisa Isechem suggests that it has to be your dough, Mishalochem. So if it's Mom and Gavaya, that it's not yours. If it's not yours, it's perfectly understandable why that Loch is Yibi Patam and Chal. Esrog Nami, Esrog also I understand. Why you're suggesting that according to Rav Meir, that Maisa Sheni is Mama and Gevaya, that the halacha is you wouldn't be able to be Yotzi, your mitzvah of Dalam, meaning using an esrig that belongs to Maisa Sheni. Dichsev, Lokachtem Lochem. Lochem is Lochem. It has to be yours. If it belongs to Hektish, it doesn't belong to you. Ela Matzah. But when it comes to Matzah, Mikziv Matzaschem, is there a pasuk anywhere in the Torah that says that the Matzah has to be Lochem? Esrig, it has to be Lochem. Lokachtem Lochem by Yemarishan. The dough that you use for challah, reishes arisoy seichem. That's an idea of lachem. But where do you find this concept of lachem when it comes to matzah? So why is it that according to Rav Meir, that holds that Maisa Sheni is Mam and Gavaya, you wouldn't be able to be Yoitza the mitzvah of matzah using matzahs that belong to Maisa Sheni? Zol Zaini holds that Maisa Sheni is Mam and Gavaya. Who cares? At the end of the day, where is there a halacha anywhere that says that you have to own your matzah as opposed to hektish, for example, that says you wouldn't be able to be yoitz? Amar Rava, Vitem Rav Yemer Bar Shlam, Yasi Lechem Lechem. Rav Meir knew this, or Rav Asi knew this, based on Exeter Shal. It says regarding matzah, lechem oini. Matzah is referred to as lechem. Ksif also, it says regarding chala, v'haya, ba'och lechem, mi lechem ha'aretz. Again, it says the word lechem. Ma'la halam ishal lechem, afkam ishal lechem. Just like by Chalo, there's a din that it has to be lochem. So too, we learn from here that matzah has to be lochem as well. And that's where Rav Asi held, that if matzah has to be lochem, and you have machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, whether the mais and sheni is yours or it's not yours, so come at an afkamita. Could you be yoitza, the mitzvah of matzah, using matzah that belongs to Ma'isa Sheni? That's what Rav Asi said. According to Meir, you cannot. According to Chacham, you can. So, the Gemara, Levi Masayele. L'chura, we seem to have a braisa that supports Rav Asi. Isa shal Ma'isa Sheni. If you have dough that belongs to Ma'isa Sheni, that loch is p'tura min achala. It's potem min achala. Divi Rav Meir. V'chama min chayeves. Chama say you're going to be chayev. So, sounds like it supports what Rav Asi said, right? Isa shal Ma'isa Sheni. P'tura min achala. V'chachama min chayeves. Now, it's such a good support that the Gemara says, Lema Misayaya? This is only maybe, right? What does the word Lema mean? Lema? Shall we say, Hainu Hach? It's Hachaina. It's literally the same thing. The Gemara says, right, Hachi Kama Lema, Midamifigli B'Isa, Ma'anach Nami Pligi. Rav Asi said that there's three machloikis and three nafkiminas that will come out in the machloikis from Meir and the Chachamim, whether Maisa Sheni is Mokka in Gavoya, or whether Maisa Sheni is Mama in Hedyet. One of them was Chala, but he added two additional ones. What were the two other ones? Matzos, and the third one was Esrik. So the Lema Misayaya is Enochinami. You have a raya that there's a machloikis remain the Chachamim, whether or not you can use the dough of Maisa Sheni, or whether dough of Maisa Sheni is going to be Chayav Achala. The Lema Misayaya is because it's not Mefurish that they argued in all three Hechatimtzes. So the question is, maybe only by Isa they argued, Aydomashani Yasam, or maybe Dichsiv, Arisoy Seichem, Trezimni. Meaning the question of Lema Misayaya, and the reason the Gemara is not 1,000% sure is not because the Gemara is not sure whether this is a riot where Rav Asi said, with regards to challah. It's certainly a raya as it regards to challah. The question is it a raya with regards to the other two things the Rav Asi said? Is it also a raya with regards to matzah? And is also a raya with regards to esrik? Do you say that just like we have a raya that there'd be a nafkamina between Rav Meir and the Chachamim regarding challah, who had him regarding matzah, who had him regarding esrik, or maybe challah would be different. Now, why would challah be different? What was the basis to say that according to Rav Meir, if you have isa of challah, you're not going to be chayiv? The reason, or you have Isa of Maisa Sheni, you're not going to be Chayiv. It's because it says, Arisa Yseichem.
It says lochem, according to Rav Meir, your ma'aseh sheni is not lochem. Okay, by yesterday it says lochem. And even though by matzah it doesn't say lochem, but we have gzeirah shavah, lechem lechem. So at the end of the day, why is it only a lema misayeya? So for that, the Gemara says, because challah is unique. By challah, it says arisa yiseichem twice. It says it's in tzveitimol. Oh, the fact that it says it's in tzveitimol, maybe that's coming to be memayit ma'aseh sheni. Rashi speaks out, by the way, that even though we know lochem is memayit halachis and dalad minim. So for example, if you borrow someone's Dalut minim, the first day so, because you're not yoitza. Ulakachtam lochem. Or if you would steal it, you certainly wouldn't be yoitza. So says Rashi that enochinami, one lochem for sure would have been enough to be memayet shu'ula and gezula. The question is ma'isa sheni, which is a little bit lochem, even though Rav Meir holds that it's mam and gavaya, so maybe without the second arisa yisechem, you have no raya. The bottom line is, Rav Asi said that there'd be three nafgaminas lahalacha between the machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim, whether we look at ma'aseh sheni as being mam and hedyet, or we look at it as being mam and gavaya. Number one, if you have dough of ma'aseh sheni, chayv and chal, not chayv and chal. Number two, matzahs, if shal ma'aseh sheni. Could you be mekayim the mitzvah, could you not be mekayim the mitzvah? And finally, if I have an estrig of ma'aseh sheni, can I be yoitza dalaminim, or can I not be yoitza? Now, Lamidim, the Gemara had a raya to one of the three as it relates to challah. Lema misayele, it's not for sure a raya to the other two because it could be challah is unique because it says arisa yisechem twice. And that's why, according to Rav Meir, the halach is that you're going to be potter. So before we go weiter, we just finished a Gemara where Rav Asi said that if you have matzos of ma'aseh sheni, could you be yoitzer the mitzvah of matzah or can you not be yoitzer the mitzvah of matzah? It's totally in a machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chacham. According to Rav Meir, ma'aseh sheni is viewed as being mam and hekdesh. If it's mam and hekdesh, you can't be yoitza matzah with mam and hekdesh. You have to own your matzah. If you don't own your matzah, you can't be yoitza. Why? It doesn't say lochem. It doesn't say matzah aschem. It's true, but there's a gzeira shava between matzah and challah. There it says arisa yisechem. You have to own, according to the Chachamim, that you own your ma'aseh sheni. We don't look at it as being mam and hekdesh. We look at it as being mam and hedyet, if that's the case. Said Rav Asi, the halach is, you would be able to be yoitza. Now, the truth is that we've seen earlier in the sugya, that this shaila, whether or not you can be yoitza the mitzvah of matzah with ma'aseh sheni or not, is really a machlokes tanoim. Which machlokes tanoim? Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara on the top of Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph brought Rabbi Yosi Aglili's drasha. The Torah describes matzah as being lechem oini. Now, the way the Torah wrote the word oini is ayin nud yud. However, Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, phonetically, it sounds like it could have been written aleph nun yud. And he learned from there a halacha, that the only time you could be yoytzi a mitzvah of matzah is if you're eating matzah that you could eat if, rachmanu litzlan, a person's in a state of aninos. So if it's something that's nechel ba'aninos, then the halacha is you could be yoytzi the mitzvah of matzah. If it's not nechel ba'aninos, you can't be yoytzi the mitzvah of matzah. Rabbi Akiva argued. Rabbi Akiva said that, no, don't darshan lechem oini with an aleph, but rather darshan lechem oini as if it said lechem oni, to teach me that you're not going to be yoytzi with matzah shir. But it was a machloikis in Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, whether or not you could be yoytzi with matzah of ma'aseh sheni, you can't be yoitza with matzah. So Rav Asi in the beginning of today's daf is saying that could you be yoitza, could you not be yoitza with matzah sheni? It's telling the machlokes from Meir and the Chachamim whether ma'aseh sheni is mam and gavaya or ma'aseh sheni is mam and hedyet. Truth is, it's not just the machlokes from Meir and the Chachamim, it's machlokes Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. I mean, there's other things that need to be factored in. Even if you don't hold like Rav Meir, even if you hold that ma'aseh sheni is mam and hedyet, so it's not nismayek because of the fact of matzaschem, because of this gzeirah shavah lechem lechem. But this Rabbi Yosi Aglili's drasha. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, lo yachalti ba'oini with an aleph, lechem oini with an aleph. Right, that's the way you darshan it. And if that's the case, only matzah that could be nechel ba'aninus. But if it can't be nechel ba'aninus, that's not something that you'd be able to be yoitza. Just to mention, as a segue for the next part of the daf, is that the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis had asked a question on this machloikis Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. And that was because the Gemara brought a braisa where Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva discussed a similar shiloh. And that is, can a person be yoytza's mitzvah of matzah with matzah that's bikurim? And initially, from the way the Gemara presented the braisa, it sounded like there were two opinions. But after further review, the Gemara came out, Hadabe Rabbi Akiva, and really Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili both said the same exact thing. And that is, it says in the Torah that Shivas Yomim, when it comes to matzah, you should eat it Bechol Moishvei Seichem. And we learn from there, only matzah that's Necheles Bechol Moishvei Seichem, Yatzu Bikurim She'en Nechalem Bechol Moishvei Seichem Elo B'Yushalayim. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, even though they argued as it relates to Ma'aseh Sheni, they both agreed that when it comes to Bikurim, you for sure cannot be Yotzu with Bikurim. Why not? Because it's not Nechel Bechol Moishvei Seichem. The only place you're allowed to eat Maizesh Bikurim is in Yerushalayim, and therefore you wouldn't be able to be Yoytzi a mitzvah of matzah with matzah shell Bikurim. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis asked the Kasha, and that is, if Rabbi Akiva Darshan's B'chol Moish V'Seichem to be matzah shell Bikurim, then how could Rabbi Akiva hold that you could be Yoytzi with matzah that's Maizesh Sheni? Maizesh Sheni is also not Nechel B'chol Moish V'Seichem. Maizesh Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, just like Bikurim has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So if that's the case, if B'chol Moish V'Seichem is Memayit Bikurim, shouldn't it also be Memayit Ma'isa Sheni? Now, it's a kash Rabbi Yosef Aglili as well. Because Rabbi Yosef Aglili, who was Memayit Ma'isa Sheni, because it says Lechem Oini with an Aleph, why does it need Lechem Oini for? He holds that you Bikurim, you can't be Yoytzo with, because it says B'chol Moish V'Seichem. So L'chari, the same Makar that Rabbi Yosef Aglili has to be Memayit Bikurim, he should use to be Memayit Ma'isa Sheni. In other words, how come the sugya that discussed matzah ma'isa sheni didn't mention a word about b'chol moish v'seichem? And the Gemara gave a teretz. The Gemara said that the reason is because although bikurim could only be eaten in Yerushalayim, ma'isa sheni really can be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. So you can say, what do you mean? How's that possible? Teretz is very simple. You can be paid it. You could always redeem it. You can't be paid the bikurim, but you can be paid the ma'isa sheni. You could transfer the kedusha from the ma'isa sheni onto money, and then you could, in theory, now be able to be mishtamish with those payers outside of Yerushalayim. Now you'll have to take the money, bring the money to Yerushalayim. But as it relates to the payers themselves, you can be paid to them, and if you can be paid to the payers, you will be able to eat the payers outside at Yerushalayim. But the Gemara added one knetch to that, because the truth is, you could be paid the ma'isa sheni, but you can only be paid the ma'isa sheni until you bring the Paris Ma'isa Sheni into Yerushalayim. Once you bring the Paris Ma'isa Sheni into Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim you can't be part of it, that's for sure. And not just that, it's awesome to even bring it outside Yerushalayim. So, l'chaira, it's Hodra Koshila Duchte. Ma'isa Sheni again is not Necha B'chol Moish V'Seichem. Because it's true, prior to bringing it into Yerushalayim was Necha B'chol Moish V'Seichem, because you always had the ability to be part of it. But what about once I bring it to Yerushalayim? At that point, I can't be part of it anymore. I can't even take it out. So the Gemara said, no. There is an Eitzah. The Amar Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar said that if Ma'isa Sheni becomes Tameh, then the halach is he can be poided even in Yerushalayim. Then the halach is he can take it out of Yerushalayim. So Ma'isa Sheni at the end of the day is always going to be Nechal B'chol Moish V'Seichem. Why? Before you bring it into Yerushalayim, you can be poided. And even after you bring it into Yerushalayim, if it becomes Tameh, you can be poided. So Ma'isa Sheni is Nechal B'chol Moish V'Seichem. And that's why in the sugi of Matzah Shal Ma'isa Sheni, no one said anything about B'chol Moish V'Seichem. Where was the discussion about B'chol Moish V'Seichem? That was negated by Bikurim. Bikurim is not Nechal B'chol Moish V'Seichem. Either way, with that long-winded introduction and really recap of a good majority of Daf Lamed Vav, the next part of the Gemara. Boy, Reb Shimon Ben Lakish. Shimon Ben Lakish asked the following question. Ma'usha yetzei adam yidei chayvasoi b'chalo shal ma'isa sheni b'Yerushalayim. What's the halacha? Could a person be yotza with matzah that is chalo and it's ma'isa sheni inside Yerushalayim? So it's two shailas. It's chala and it's ma'isa sheni. So what was the halacha about chala? Could you be yoytzeh with chala or could you not be yoytzeh with chala? The halacha is you could be yoytzeh with chala. A kohen could use his chala, the Mishnah said, to and terumah for that matter, to be yoytzeh his mitzvah of matzah. The question is, what if the chala was also ma'isa sheni? So I'm going to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, the kohen Rabbi Yisrael Glili, who holds that you can never be yoytzeh with ma'isa sheni. Why not? Because it says lechem oini, we darshan with an aleph. Only something that's not chabanim is like the boyloch. It's not a shayla. Hashta b'chum le'nafi b'chalasim yiboyo. If you wouldn't be able to be yoytzeh with ordinary ma'isa sheni, certainly you can't be yoytzeh with chala that's ma'isa sheni. The fact that it's chala, if anything, would make it worse. So there's no shayla according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, you can't be yoytzeh. Kiti boyloch. What's the question? Libid Rabbi Akiva. Dama b'chulun hu de'nafik. Rabbi Akiva said that you could be yoytzeh with chulun, right? Rabbi Akiva didn't darshan lechem oini as if it said oini with an aleph. But rather, he darshaned it as if it said, Oni to be Mamayat Matzah Ashira. So what's the question? Could be that even though Rabbi Akiva said that you could be Yoytzeh with Chulin, but really, why did Rabbi Akiva say you could be Yoytzeh with Chulin? Let's speak it out again. What's the kasha? Doesn't Rabbi Akiva hold the B'chol Moish V'Seichem? Rabbi Akiva holds you can't be Yoytzeh with Matzah Bikurim. So if you can't be Yoytzeh with Matzah Bikurim, you shouldn't be Yoytzeh with Matzah Sheni. The teretz is what? Ma'isa Sheni is Nechal B'chol Moish V'Seichem. Bikurim's not. Bikurim has to be in Yerushalayim. But Ma'isa Sheni doesn't. What do you mean? Once Ma'isa Sheni is brought into Yerushalayim, at that point, I'll never be able to eat it outside Yerushalayim. Because I can't be part of it. I can't even take it out. So I'm done. What was the teretz?
The teretz was the imitami yeshlon hetev in my shavas. Teretz is always be tame. And according to Rabbi Lazar, once it's tame, you'll be able to eat it. Oh, aval chala. That's already different because the imitami lo leisla hetev in my shavas. But what happens if chala becomes tame? Kohen's not allowed to eat chala that's tame, just like he can't eat truma that's tmeya. He can burn it, he can benefit from it while it's burning. But other than that, you're done. Ulesreifas, and what do you end up doing it? You end up burning it. Like nothing. So maybe you can't be yitzim. Because maybe over here, Rabbi Akiva is going to agree that it's not necho b'chol moish v'sechem. So the question is, Aliba the Rabbi Akiva, that darshan b'chol moish v'sechem, tibi m'may b'kurim, but he doesn't darshan lechem oini with an aleph, tibi m'may b'sesheni. What would be if I had chala b'sesheni? What changed? What changed is, now it's not necho anymore b'chol moish v'sechem. Now the Gemara's teretz that it gave on daf lamed vav amid beis, that we just prefaced this part of the Gemara with, is no longer applicable. Because what was the Gemara's teretz? Ma'isasheni is also not necho b'chol moish v'sechem. Teretz says you can be part. Yeah, but what about once it's brought in, if it becomes tummy? Oh, now it's too late. Now if it becomes tummy, it's not going to be good. So what's the other side? So why is it a shayla? It's not necho b'chol moish v'sechem. Well, the other side is, amrin and hayol. Maybe we can invoke the principle of hayol. So hayol is an idea, like migu, like royin, that Chazal allowed us to sometimes make believe things that didn't really happen, happened. Or it's like a coulda, woulda, shoulda. Says the Gemara, maybe you can invoke that general principle of hayol. What's the hayol? Hayol, v'ilu le'kara le'ashem, v'itami, isle heter b'mayshavis. If this matzah would not have been challah, let's say I would have never called it challah. I didn't have to make this challah. If had it not been challah, so what would it na halacha? It would have been necha b'chol moish v'sechem, enafik ba. And if that's the case, I would have been able to use it for matzah. So hashtanami enafik. So maybe too, I should be able to use it as well. You meaning you're right. Now, this second, because of the fact that it's challah, there's no way for me to eat it b'chol moish v'sechem. But it wasn't born challah. It didn't wake up in the morning challah. I decided as the owner to make it challah. I designated it as challah. But hayol, I didn't have to designate it as challah. And in that case, it would have been echab b'chol moish v'sechem. So maybe that would be enough. That's the shayla. Ikedami, some had a different version of the shayla. Havadi loyti baich. This last shayla that the Gemara just mentioned in the second lichon of the Gemara was never a shayla. The vadi amrin in hayol. There's no question we say hayol. Meaning, it's pashit that according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that you could be yoitza with challah? Rabbi Akiva holds you could be yoitza with ma'isa sheni. Even if you have challah ma'isa sheni, you could be yoitza. I challah ma'isa sheni is not necha b'chol moish v'sechem, because right now if the challah ma'isa sheni becomes tameh, there'd be no way for you to eat it anywhere. Yeah, but hayol didn't have to be ma'isa sheni. That's not a shayla. For sure, we say hayol. Kiti ba'ilach. What's the shayla going into the second lichon of the Gemara? Challah halo kuach bekesef ma'isa sheni. What would be if the challah itself was a ma'isa sheni? The challah was just good old fashioned challah. However, I purchased this challah with ma'isa sheni money. Now, why would you buy challah? You're a kohen. It's cheaper. Not everybody could eat it. From a supply and demand standpoint, challah was cheaper. There's less of a demand for challah. Only kohanim could eat it. So I went ahead and I used ma'isa sheni to buy challah. Okay, I'll leave it to Rabban later, but I'm going to Rabban on that hold. That if I use ma'isa sheni money to buy food or buy challah and it becomes tameh, the halach is I could be paid it. So if the halach is that I can be paid, it's going to end up being the same shot. The question is, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Yikaver, Rabbi Yehuda who holds that if I use my sasheni money to buy food and then it becomes tamei, the halach is you can't be paid. The time we learned in the Mishnah, look, because of my sasheni, shenitma. If somebody bought something using my sasheni money and the thing became tamei, you bought it, you can redeem it. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yikaver, no, at this point you can't be paid anymore. At this point, the halach is you have to bury it. So what's the shayla? Okay, so why is this a different shayla? Meaning, somebody now who wants to be yoitza his matzah again with challah that he bought using ma'isa sheni money. So, what would be the reason you shouldn't be able to? Because it has to be matzah necheles b'chol moish v'sechem, and this matzah is not nechel b'chol moish v'sechem. Why is it not nechel b'chol moish v'sechem? Because at the end of the day, it's challah. And me that it's challah, if it becomes tamei, there'd be no ability for me to be paided, and as a result, I wouldn't be able to use it. Now, if we're saying, however, there's a svara called hayol, so why can't you say hayol? So the Gemara says, because in the second case, in the Ikad Amri, if you're going to use hayol, hayol's going to have to do two things from you. You have to jump through two hoops. Me, I'm reading hayol, v'iloy l'kuach havi. Number one, I can use the principle of hayol to say, I never had to buy this challah with my sasheni money. Additionally, it didn't have to be challah. V'tamei yeshlo had to be my shavas. Meaning, do I say two hayols, and being that with the two hayols I can make this work, so it's going to be okay, v'nafik bei, hashanavi nafik bei. Meaning, even though I didn't do though, I did buy my sasheni money with it, and it was challah, so it's not okay. Maybe one hayol you could say, but two hayols you cannot say. In other words, the difference between the first child and the second child is a subtlety. In the first case,
the matzah that I'm using is challah ma'isa sheni. In the second case, the matzah that I'm using is challah, and it was purchased with ma'isa sheni money. That's the difference. It's challah that was purchased with ma'isa sheni money. In order to make the first case work, in order to make it nechal b'chol ma'ish v'yisechem, you would need that it wasn't challah. Had it not been challah, then you could be bayit and you'd be able to eat it any way you want. Being that it's challah, if once it's tameh, you can't eat it anyway because you can never eat challah that's tameh. So there's one hoyle. Hoyle didn't have to be challah. In the second Lishna in the Gemara, it's not one hoyle. In the second Lishna in the Gemara, it's really two hoyles. Because over here, what I would have needed is, number one, that it shouldn't be challah. Number two, I need that I shouldn't have bought it with my sasheni money. Because even if it's not challah, if I buy it with my sasheni money, at that point, according to the Chachamim, the halach is yikaver. So there, in order to make it work, you would need two hoyles. Hoyle, I didn't use my sasheni money to buy it. And hoyle, number two, that it's not challah. Either way, the question is, do you say two hoyles or do you only say one hoyle? So the Gemara says, what's the bottom line? Amar Rava, regardless of the first Lishna, or the second Lishna, Mistaber Shem Maisa Chadu. It's Mistaber that at the end of the day, if according to Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is you're allowed to use Maisa Sheni in order to be Yotzi, a mitzvah matzah, so I don't think it matters if the Maisa Sheni is Chulin, I don't think it matters if it's Chala, I don't think it matters if you bought it with Maisa Sheni money, if you bought it with Chulin money, L'churi, either way, in any scenario, the halacha is it's going to be, oh, okay, either way, this concludes the sugya of eating matzah with ma'isa sheni. Can I take ma'isa sheni and use that to be my mitzvah of matzah? So we have number one, the machlekes Rabbi Yisrael Glili, Rabbi Akiva. That's the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav. According to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, lechem ani with an olive, only something that an oyin is not allowed to eat. An oyin is not allowed to eat ma'isa sheni. Akiva argued. Rabbi Akiva said you don't darshan lechem ani olive non yud. Rather you darshan lechem ani as opposed to matzah ashira. We had the shaila. Why is ma'isa sheni not excluded because of b'chol ma'ish v'yseichem? And then we had Rav Asi. Where Rav Asi said something else. He said, I think according to Rameyer, the Rameyer holds that ma'isa sheni is always viewed as mamon gavaya. That's another reason you wouldn't be able to be yotze with ma'isa sheni money. Why not? Because it's not yours. Where do you find the din of lachem by matzah? Doesn't say matzachem anywhere, but have gzeira shava between matzah and chal. So at the end of the day, two reasons why maybe you can't be yoitza, your mitzvah of matzah using ma'isa sheni. Number one, lechem oini with an aleph. That's Rabbi Yosi Agli and Daf Lamed Vav and aleph. And number two, Rav Asi, according to Rav Meir, who holds that Ma'isa Sheni Mom and Gevoya, that's on the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis, the top of Daf Lamed Ches and Aleph. Either way, the Gemara is going back now to the last line of the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hey and Aleph, and this next Gemara is a classic. So the Mishnah had said, Chalois HaToida, Rikike Nazir. What would be if somebody had to bring a carbon toida? Now, a carbon toida was unique because it came along with bread. It came along with 40 breads, 4 different types, 10 of each. Of the 40, 30 of them were matzah, 10 of them were chametz. So what would be if a person decides, I'm going to take the matzah that I was mafresh for my lachmi toida, and I'm going to use that matzah now to mekai my mitzvah of matzah, to mekai my mitzvah of the kazayas of matzah that every year has an obligation to eat on Pesach. Can I use it or can I not use it? So the Mishnah said it depends. Chalos ha-toida urikike nazir asan la'atzman. If you made them for yourself, ain yoytza behem. Then the lachzi can't be yoytza. Meaning, if you have an obligation to bring a carbon toida, and you are now mafresh these matzahs, you can't use it to be mekayim your mitzvah. Asan limkar b'shuk. If, however, you bake these matzahs not to use for yourself, but rather, because this is what you do for a living, you figure you're going to sell it to someone that has an obligation to bring a carbon toida, then yoytza behem. Then you could be yoytza. Up to gemar b'nani mili. What's the makar? Why is it that if I bake matzahs for a carbon toida, now I want to use it for my matzah, I can't use it. Zok digamaru, I'm rabbi. Rabbi said, Amakra, the pasuk says, Ushmartem esa matzois. The halach is you have to watch the matzahs. And we learn from here, matzah hamishtameres l'shei matzah. Matzah needs to be watched, it has to be guarded, but it has to be guarded l'shei matzah. Yotzes azu she'ei mishtameres l'shei matzah el l'shom zavach. As opposed to these matzahs, which were not guarded l'shei matzah, rather they were guarded for a carbon. So it's good to see Rashi inside. Top line. Ushmartem esa matzah is ovid l'shmir l'shei matzah. That's pashit that you have to watch matzah to make sure they don't become chametz, right? But says Rashi, kol shimur sha'ata meshamra shalei tachmoitz, every the shmira that you do is chaven. You have to have kavana l'shei matzah shal mitzvah. Meaning you have to have kavana that it should be l'shei matzah shal mitzvah. It's not enough that you watch the dough and you make sure it doesn't rise. Not enough you make sure that it doesn't become chametz. You have to do it l'shma. It has to be l'shei mitzvah. Yotzes azu, the lav l'shei matzah shal mitzvah is Pesach Avila Elo L'Shem Matzah Shal Zerach. And therefore, this is going to be excluded because over here you didn't have a mind the Matzah Shal Mitzvah. What you had in mind was the Matzah of the Toida. It's true, the Toida has to be Matzah, and chances are, presumably, if you were baking it for your carbon Toida, you were watching it, you were making sure that it's going to be okay. But what was your Kavanah? Your Kavanah was L'Shem Mitzvah Pesach? No. Your Kavanah was L'Shem Carbon Toida. And being that your Kavanah was L'Shem Carbon Toida, since for that reason, it's not going to be okay. In other words, Rabba holds, there's a din l'shma when it comes to making matzah. It's not enough to make matzah. It's not enough to watch the matzah. You have to watch it l'shma. Ushmartem es ha-matzahs, kol shimush at-meshamra l'shem matzah shal mitzvah. You have to have kavanah, it should be l'shem matzah shal mitzvah. Just like a get has to be written l'shma, and a sefer Torah has to be written l'shma, and kachin, the first mishnah, mesecht zvachim, has to be brought l'shma. So too, there's a din that shmiras ha-matzahs has to be l'shma. It's a very, very important halacha. Shmiras ha-matzahs has to be done l'shma. So if you prepared the matzahs for a carbon taida, it wasn't l'shem matzah shal mitzvah. It was l'shem matzah shal mitzvah's taida, but not mitzvah's matzah. And as a result, you're not going to be yoitzer. Yoitzer, yoitzer, from Oh my God, the pasuk says, Shivas Yamim Matzis Toichelu. And we learn from there that Matzah Hanechelus Neshivas Yamim. In order to be Yoitza the mitzvah of Matzah, it has to be Matzah that you're able to eat for 7 days. Yotzazazu. Therefore, this is not good. She'in Nechelus Neshiva Yamim Elul Yom Velayla. The carbon toida was only eaten for a day and a night. So if you have Matzahs of a carbon toida, you can only eat it for a day and a night. And Midek, you can only eat it for a day and a night. So it comes out, it's not Nechel Neshivas Yamim. Now, there's a long Rashi here. We're not going to talk about it now. But Rashi asks the Kash on Rav Yosef, is that true? The carbon toida can only be eaten for a day and a night? I mean, yeah, of course that's true. But the only time the lachmi toida could only be eaten for a day and a night is if it was already attached to the carbon toida. Who said it was attached to the carbon toida over here? It sounds like from the Mishnah, if I have lachmi toida, not only if I brought the carbon toida is the halacha that I can't be yoytze with those matzahs, it sounds like asam l'shem toida. That in and of itself would be enough. I mean, it sounds like once I make a l'shem toida, that would be a problem. But the bottom line is, the way we have Rabbi Yosef is, there's a halacha that matzah has to be nachelas l'shivas yomim, ayin rashi, and Rabbi Yosef is saying that the toida was only nechel yoyim v'layla, so it's not considered matzah that's nechelas l'shivas yomim, that's why you can't be yoytze. So why can't you be yoytze with lachmi toida? According to Rabbi, it's not l'shma. According to Rabbi Yosef, what's the reason? The reason is, it's because it's not matzah hanachelos l'shivas yom. Sounds a little bit like Rabbi and Gittin daf beis, right? I'm maybe getting Medina say, I'm tzarek shen yoyim b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. Why? Rabbi said, l'fi she'im b'kin l'shma. So Rabbi in our sugya is focusing on the l'shma. He said, the reason is because there's no l'shma. It's not shmir l'shem. Matzah, Rabbi Yosef gave a whole different reason. He said, it's not matzah nechel l'shem l'shivas yom. Zokti mar, tanya kavasi de Rabbi, v'tanya kavasi de Rabbi Yosef. A mefurish in b'rais that it says Rabbi, and a mefurish in b'rais that says, tanya kavasi de Rabbi yochli, yitzu adem chavas b'chal l'sodi b'kikin nazar. I would think a person could be yitzu with chal l'sodi b'kikin nazar. Tamalim, the pasuk says, v'shmartem es ha-matzlis, matzah ha-mishtameris l'shem matzah. Literally verbatim, word for word, what Rabbi said. That supports Rabbi Yosef. Again, verbatim, Rabbi Yosef. So you don't see this every day. Machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. I'm a furish raya to Rabbi, and I'm a furish raya to Rabbi Yosef. There was a clear braisa that said Rabbi Shita, and there was a clear braisa that said Rabbi Yosef Shita. I don't understand. We're trying to figure out why you can't use the lachmi toida to be mekayim your mitzvah of matzah, that you have to be mekayim the first night of Pesach. It's based on the sugyas that we learned, daflamid hey, daflamid vav, daflamid zayin. We should be able to plug in for a few reasons. Number one, the tevik lemi lachem ha'ini. What about Rabbi Yosef Aglili Zalach? Rabbi Yosef Aglili said, you can't be Yoitza Matzah with Matzah Maisa Sheni. Why not? It says Lechem Oini with an Aleph. Misha Necho Baninus. Yotza says Sheini Necho Baninus Elav Asimcha. So if you can't be Yoitza with Maisa Sheni, because an Oini is not letting Maisa Sheni, Oini can't eat Kachim. Rashi quotes a Gemara that says it's a Kal V'chomer. Madach, Oini can't eat Maisa Sheni, which is Kal, lenient relative to kachim. Certainly you can't eat kachim. So the Gemara says, something like Rabbi Akiva, maybe these brises, and Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, they hold like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Ani Ksiv, that we don't dash lechem oini mitan aleph, rather mitan ayin, as if it said oni. V'tepegle, another kasha, tavli matzah shira. Okay, so it's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva dashes lechem oni, as opposed to matzah shira. What do Rabbi Akiva say you can't have? You can't have oil, can't have wine. So here you have oil. Lachmi Toida was a mincha. The mincha had oil, not all of them, but some of them had oil. The Lachmi Toida did. A mashmul by Rav Yitzchak, revirse. Because how much oil was there in the Lachmi Toida? One revirse. Umeschalekasi lekama chalas. And this revirse got divided amongst all the 40 chalas. So it comes out to so little oil, that doesn't make it matzah shira. Sounds like you can have a little bit of oil. That won't make it matzah. Another one of the rules that we saw in the last few dafin. This is Mamash Chazar. What about the halacha b'chol? Bikurim, we said, is not nechal b'chol moishavis. Therefore, Rabbi Yisak glued, Rabbi Kiv, everybody agrees, it can't be yitzim, a matzah shal bikurim. Shalach mi toidu, could he be eaten b'chol moishavis? I'm Reish Lakish, I say Meres. You see, from here, chalo is toidu, rikike nazin, nechalim b'noivagivay. Once upon a time, before there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was a Mishkan, right? We're all familiar with the Mishkan that was in the Midbar for 39 years. It was built in the second year, so not all 40 years, for 39 years. But then when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, they still had the Mishkan. They had it all the years. Sometimes it was in Noiv, Givon, for the most of the time it was in Shiloh. And there's a big shiloh, what kind of karbonis were able to be brought on the bamos that were inside Noiv and Givon. And one of the shilohs is, were you able to bring a Toida? Were you not able to bring a Toida? If you hold, you were able to bring a Toida. So during that time, it was possible to eat the Lachmi Toida b'chol moish v'sechem. Because this idea that it would have to be eaten in Yerushalayim is only true when the Beis HaMikdash was in Yerushalayim. That's where you're bringing the carbon. So if I'm bringing the carbon in Noiv and Givon or in Shiloh, right, that's not in Yerushalayim. So you see clearly that even outside Yerushalayim, it could be an Echal. And if that's the case, it'd be able to be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. B'chol moish v'sechem. The question is, what about Chutz Laaretz? When in Eretz Yisrael, for sure, you'd be able to eat it. So Zokti Gemara, Reish Lakish said that these Amirayim and these two brises must be of the opinion that Chalo is Toida when Nechal b'Noiv v'Givoy, and it's for that reason it wouldn't be excluded from B'chol Moish v'Yisechem. Tanya, brise on this theme. Amar Rabbi Lohi, Rabbi Lohi, Shaldiz Rabbi Eliezer, I asked Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, God, Maush, Yitz, Adam, Chalo, Sayyid, Rekike, Nazar. What's the halacha? Could a person be Yitz, Chalo is Toida, Rekike, Nazar? Or not? The Mishnah says you can't. But he said, I asked this question to Rabbi Eliezer. Amar, he told me, Loi Shamati. I don't know. By the way, we know Rabbi Eliezer famously said, "Me oylam le'amarti davar shaloi shamati me'rabbeisa." Rabbi Eliezer said he never said anything he never heard. That's what he meant, "Loi shamati." I didn't hear it from my Rebbe. If I didn't hear it from my Rebbe, I'm sorry. I'm not going to opine. I'm not guessing. I'm not speculating. I can't tell you. Bossi v'shalti l'fnei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Eliezer said, I went to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua didn't have that Messiah. But either way, here he did have his Rebbe that told him something. Amali said, Ariyamra, I'll tell you what I heard. Chalis toido, urikike nazir, depends. Also, la'atzma, if you made it for yourself, in on me yoitzabilim, you can't be yoitzab. Limkar b'shuk, if you made it to sell in the street, yoitzabem, which is verbatim on Mishnah. Kshabasi v'tezim al-fnei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, I went back to Rabbi Eliezer. And I told Rabbi Eliezer where Rabbi Yeshua told me. Amali told me bris. The Lashon Shvua, hey, advarim should never loy the Moshe v'sinai. This is exactly what Hashem told Moshe and Har Sinai. Ikedam, he somehow had a different version. He said it, but Lashon bit me up. Bris, he swore. He said, hey, advarim should never loy the Moshe v'sinai. Mechateisi. For loy time abaya, shouldn't it need an explanation? Now, what would need an explanation? What's the difference between lach mitoy that I made for myself or lach mitoy that I made for somebody else? So, okay, the time abaya, so what's the reason? I'm a rabbi. Rabbi said, "Kol l'shog, if I make it to smell, and luchi mimlech, back in my mind, I know that there's a good chance that I'm going to end up taking it for myself. Meaning, I'm making it to sell. What if I can't sell it? I'll use it. What am I going to use it for? I don't know. Tzum Pesach. I'll use it for Pesach. So therefore, Omar, he says, imizdavin, mizdavin, ilay, mizdavin, epach, ma, no. If I sell it, great. If not, not. Meaning, if you make lachmi toida for yourself, that means you're bringing a carbon toida. You're bringing a carbon toida, means you have to bring a carbon toida in your mind. You're going to use it for the carbon toida. You changed your mind? Okay, it's not good. If, however, when I made it, I didn't make it to use for myself, I made it to sell, so then there's reason to assume that I knew already that I may end up using it. If there was reason to assume I knew I was going to end up using it, so it's for that reason, it's going to be, okay, exhale. So this last Gemara, Gvaldik, went quick. Shiloh, with regards to Chalas Toida or Rekike Naza. If somebody has Lachme Toida, he's one of the Arbat Tzrichim Lahoidos, he's one of the V'choil HaChayim, he has to bring a carbon toida. And he baked matzah. Matzah. It's legitimate matzah. The lachmei toida, most of the breads had to be matzah. And the question is, can I use those matzahs right now to be mekayim my mitzvah of matzah on Pesach, or can I not? The Mishnah said, you can. The question was, why not? What's the makar? Machloikis Rabbah and Rav Yosef. Rabbah said, because there's a halacha that when you make matzah, ushmartim, you have to watch it. You have to make sure it doesn't become chametz. And Ushmartam as Hamatzis teaches me that you have to watch it lishma. Hischavein l'shem matzah shal mitzvah. If I made it from the carbon taida, it wasn't done l'shem mitzvah's matzah. It wasn't l'shem mitzvah's matzah. I can't be Yosef. I can't be Yosef. Yosef said a different makar. It says, Shivas yom matzah's teichelu. And we learn from there, you can only be Yosef matzah with matzah that can be eaten for 7 days. The lachmei toida was only eaten for a day and a night. And being that it was only eaten for a day and a night, you can't eat it for 7 days. And being that you can't eat it for 7 days, so it's for that reason, you would not be able to be yaitza. Who's right? The Gemara said, Tanya kavase de rabba. And the Gemara said, Tanya kavase de Rav Yosef. The Michas Chinuch, in mitzvah yod, that's the mitzvah of achilas matzah, and this is an ois yud gimel, brings a kasha from the Tam HaMelech. So who is the Tam HaMelech? Just a little bit of history. The author of the Tam HaMelech was Rav Baruch Yeitlis. Rav Baruch Yeitlis was a Talmud Muvik of the Noi de Yehuda. In fact, when the Noi de Yehuda passed away, so the shteller of the Noi de Yehuda, which was, he was the Rav of Prague, he was the Rosh Yeshiva of the big yeshiva in Prague, he was the Av Beis Din of Prague, so the Noi de Yehuda's role was divided amongst three of his Talmidim. First was his son, Rav Shmuel Landau. So Rav Shmuel Landau, who by the way, also is... has 70 tshuvas in Noida Yehuda Madura Tinyana. But his son, the Rav Shmuel Landau, Rav Blaza Flecklis, the Baal Tshuva Me'ahava, and Rav Baruch Yeitlis. So Rav Baruch Yeitlis's magnum opus, he wrote many works, but his magnum opus was the Tam HaMelech, which was a pirish on the classic work, the Shar HaMelech. Either way, Rav Baruch Yeitlis was a fascinating person, and he's the mechaber of the Sefer Tam HaMelech. So the Mechas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Yod, Ois Yod Gimel, brings a kasha from Rav Baruch Yeitlis, and really, in order to appreciate this kasha, we have to take a step back, and we have to learn a Tosfos that we went through briefly yesterday in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The context over there is the first year the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. So they entered Chodesh Nisan, it was soon Pesach, they had a mitzvah to eat matzah. The question is, were the Yidden able to eat matzah that first Seder, or were they not able to eat matzah? So you'd say, well, what's the big deal? Just take some grain, do whatever you have to do. You should be able to eat matzah. The problem is, a yid is not allowed to eat from the tfuah hachadosha, from the new crops, until you bring the karban omer. What was the karban omer brought? It was brought on Tes Zayin Nisan. So if the karban omer was brought on Tes Zayin Nisan, when do you have a mitzvah to eat matzah? On Tes Vav Nisan. So the question is, on Tes Vav Nisan, were the yidin able to eat matzah? Or were they not able to eat matzah? The problem is, you have chadash. So if you have chadash, so based on that, l'chura, maybe it would be a problem. So Tosfos and Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph brings a Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi is in the beginning of the second parak of Masechtas Challah. And the Yerushalmi over there says, I don't understand. It's poshut that the Yidden should have been able to eat matzah that first Seder. Why? Because although there was an Isser Chadosh, because they weren't going to bring the Karban Omer until the next day, but at the same time, Achilas Matzah is a mitzvah. It's Dr. Yerushalmi, Yovei Yaseh Da Achilas Matzah, V'yid Chalois Naseh Da Chadosh. Chadosh at the end of the day is only a Lois Naseh. Matzah is an Aseh. We know the rule. Aseh is Da Chalois Naseh. So L'chura, afraid to Yerushalmi, I don't understand this whole issue. There's a big tumble, the Tanam weren't sure. What's the big deal? Let the Aseh of Matzah be Doicha. Let that say of matzah be doicha the lois say. Let it be doicha the lois say of chodesh. And the Yerushalmi says two terutzim to this kasha. The first teretz says the Yerushalmi is that it's true. Asay is usually doicha lois say. However, asay of koydam hadibur doesn't have the ability to be lois say. Meaning, any asay that was told to the yidden before matan Torah for whatever reason is considered less of a chashav asay. That doesn't have the ability to be doicha lois say. So says the Yerushalmi, the asay of matzah was given to the yidden when they were in the midbar. It's in Parshas Boy. They were given in Mitzrayim. I'm sorry. So if it was given in Mitzrayim, it's an asay to lifnei adibur. If it's an asay to lifnei adibur, asay to lifnei adibur can't be doicha lois say. Inami says Tosfos brings a different teretz b'shem the Yerushalmi. Yesh loymer the gzeres kizayis rishonot gzayis sheni. It could be the zigzera of Kezayis Rishon Atu Kezayis Sheni, and for that reason it would have been an issue. But the point is, the Yerushalmi asks the kasha. Now, Lachari, I don't understand why you shouldn't be able to eat matzah of Chadosh, and what the issue might have been historically that first time that the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael. Lachari, why couldn't the assay of matzah bin doicha the lois assay of Chadosh? Freit Rabaruch Yeitlis the Tam HaMelech. He says, I don't understand. We just learned the Gemara here, Masechtas Pesachim Daf Lamed Ches, where the Gemara said, Chalis Toido Rekikei Nazir, you can't be Yotza Yemitzvah Matzah with. Why not? The Gemara gave two reasons. Rabbi said, Lishma,
Reb Yosef said, because you need matzah that's necheles l'shivas yomim, yotzes zu, as opposed to this matzah, she'ena necheles l'shivas yomim, el yom v'layla, because it's a taida. A taida can only be eaten for a day and a night. But the point is, in order to be yotzes in the mitzvah of matzah, you would need matzah that could be eaten for 7 days. It's freight, Rabarchi Eitlis. So what's the Yerushalmi's kasha? The Yerushalmi asked the kasha that why couldn't the Yidden eat chadosh and be yotzes in the mitzvah of matzah? I'm going to tell you why. Because that matzah wasn't necheles l'shiva. Because the erishtik is matzah that you eat by the leil aseret that you mekayim a mitzvah. The erev teich l'matzis. Oh, but not the erishtik is at that point you're not yotzei mitzvah anymore. So if after the first kezayis you're not yotzei mitzvah anymore, so it's not matzah necheles l'shiva. So if it's not matzah necheles l'shiva, so it's pasha why they couldn't be yotzei. And by the way, it's not Tosfos teretz. What was Tosfos second teretz? Inami gzeira kezayis rishon, not the kezayis sheni. Tosfos is saying it's a gzeira. We're afraid that if you eat this first kezayis, meaning you could be yotzei the first kezayis. There's just a gzeira that you may end up eating a second gzayis. Incidentally, what's the makar to this idea? Gzeira kezayis rishon, not the kezayis sheni. So the Shagasarye in a different shtickle says that he went through ganshas. There's one place you find an idea like this. You make such a gzeira kezayis rishon, not the kezayis sheni. You know where you find it? You find it in yibum. The Gemara says you can't do yibum on a chayve lavin. So what would be if a woman falls the yibum and this woman is asa to the yabam because of a lois aseh? So yavi aseh the yibum the yitcha lois aseh the whatever the lav is. So the Gemara says, no, you don't say that. Why not? Why don't you say the chayvi lavin is chaylesis v'lo misyabemis? The reason is say yasei deicholaisei. So come on, gzeira bi rishayna atu bi yishnia. So this is the precedent for such a svar. Just like gzeira bi rishayna atu bi yishnia. So you have this idea gzeira kizayis rishayna atu kizayishnia. But faith the shagisari by bi I understand. Bi there's in apetropas la rayis gezel va rayis nafshu shalada mechamdasun misavasan. So to say gzeira bi rishayna atu bi yishnia, that's in line with all the different Harchokos that you find when it comes to Gilead Arayas throughout Halacha. But by Achila, Taivas Achila is not the same thing. Who said Gzeira? Gzeira's Rishon, not Gzeira's Sheni. It's the Shagasari's Kashan. But either way, it's a different Vart. There it's just the Gzeira that Freit the Tama Melech, Freit the Baruch Yetlis. Forget about Gzeira's. It's Bechevtza, not Matzah. Because if I can't eat a second Kizayah, so it's not Necheles L'Shiva. If it's not Necheles L'Shiva, so how in the world would I be able to be Yaitza? This was the Kasha. This is the Kasha that the Tam HaMelech asks. This is the Kasha that the Minchas Chinuch brings B'Shem the Tam HaMelech in Mitzvah Yud in Sifkat and Yud Gimel. So I saw a teretz from the Rosh Hashiva, from Yerucham Olshem Shlita, in the Sefer Yerech L'Mayadim. But before the Rosh Hashiva's teretz, just a brief introduction. And that is, we mentioned yesterday, four kashas, the Manishtana, on the sugya of Matzah Shel Tevel. The fourth kasha was a kasha that the Makna asks, on this Tosfos right here. Fake the Makna kasha. He says, I don't understand. The Yerushalmi says, doesn't understand why the Yidden couldn't eat Matzah Shel Tevel. Why they couldn't eat the matzah the first year they entered Eretz Yisrael? There was a problem of Chadash. Fake the Makna. It's fake to Yerushalmi, Yavi, I say the matzah. The Yitchalais, I say the chadash. That's Yerushalmi's kash. Fake the matzah, I don't understand. We have a sugya in Masechtas Pesachim with tons and tons of raid that discusses matzah shel tevel. And the Gemara says that there's a hekish that says you're not allowed to eat chametz. There's a mitzvah that says you have to eat matzah. When makish chametz to matzah, anything that has in it the isa chametz has the mitzvah matzah. Yotzah tevel that doesn't have the isa tevel doesn't have an isa chametz. Why doesn't tevel have an isa chametz? Because ein esach halal iser, even be esach koilal and be esach moisif. That's the sugya and daflam and heyam and this. But it's a mafurish gemara where the gemara says that you can't be yaitza your mitzvah of matzah with matzah shel tevel. Again, why not? Because there's no esach chametz on tevel, and if there's no esach chametz on tevel, so it comes out that there can't be a mitzvah of matzah either. Because if there's no esach chametz, there's no esach. So freik the makna. If that's the case, first freik the Yerushalmi. I understand the Yerushalmi's kasha. The Yerushalmi asks a kasha that you should be able to that the yidden you should. Said, I say, it's very nice to be doicher alav. The problem over here is you have a fundamental issue. The fundamental issue is this is not matzah. You know why it's not matzah? Because there's no issa chametz. And if there's no issa chametz, there's no matzah. Why is there no issa chametz? Because everything was chadash. So if it was chadash, it was never chal issa chametz. So just like you can't be yaitzah with matzah shel tevel, so l'chayr you can't be yaitzah with matzah shel chadash either. So freak the makna, what's freak the Yerushalmi akasha? Yavi, I say the matzah. V'yitches lois, I say l'chayr. What's passed over here? I say doicha lois, I say because l'chayr. At the end of the day, forget about it. I say doicha lois is very nice. That takes care of the lav of chadash. But forget about the lav of chadash. You have a more fundamental issue. This over here, this it's not matzah. Why is it not matzah? Because
It's no different than matzah shel tevel. What's the problem? Matzah shel tevel, because it's aser. So if there's an iser of chametz, there can't be an iser tevel. If there's no iser tevel, there's no mitzvah matzah. So if there's an iser of chadosh, so they have the same exact cheshbon. So if that's the case, what's right there, Yerushalmi?
Reb Itzel Aponovich, not to be confused with Reb Itzel Petterberger, the Ponovich Rav, in a sefer, Zeche Yitzchak, and this is in Simen Pei, it's Ois Beis. So he brings, he says a gewaldige teretz to the Machnas Kasha. It's a very important yesoid, and it's a foundational yesoid as it relates to going through the sugyas of matzah as we go through Mesechtas Pesachim. And that is, once upon a time, a yid, Bilel Pesach, had to make sure that he ate matzah twice. It says in the Torah, Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs, right? There's a mitzvah, Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs. You have an obligation to eat matzah, Bilel HaSeder. In addition to the mitzvah of Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs, it says in the Torah that when you ate the Korban Pesach had to be eaten together with matzah and mar. The Pasuk says that you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach, al matzahs u'meroirim yoichlu. So the carb, number one, v'ochlu as habasa v'alaylazah, tzli eish, u'matzahs al-meroirim yoichlu. There was a mitzvah to eat matzah, because there's a mitzvah to eat Kazayis a matzah. That's the chayvus ayoy. There's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis a matzah. But in addition to the mitzvah to eat a kazayis a matzah, va'achlu as habasa balayla zeh, tzli eish, umatzois almeroyrim yoichlu. There was a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach, and there was a mitzvah that together with the Korban Pesach, you're supposed to eat matzah, and together with the Korban Pesach, you're supposed to eat mar. We, by the Leil HaSeder today, we eat a lot of matzah, right? Number one, you sit down, oitzi matzah, so you eat a kazayis matzah. No, you don't eat kazayis matzah. You actually eat two kazayisim of matzah, which in and itself is very confusing. Then we do kairech, and when we do kairech, we eat another matzah. Hillel used to take the matzah and the mar, eat it together. So, another matzah. And we eat the matzah together with the mar. Then it comes to the afikoymen, and again we eat a matzah. But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah says by afikoymen you should eat two matzahs. So why do you eat a matzah by the afikoymen? What is the afikoymen, by the way? Right? What is it? See, you want to keep the kids up late at night? Yeah, that's part of it. But what is the afikoymen? Afikoymen is zeche to the Korban Pesach. We don't have a Korban Pesach. So as a zeche to the Korban Pesach, we eat afikoymen. Now, what shaykh is? Korban Pesach was a Korban Pesach. It was lamb. What does that have to do with a matzah? The teretz is, we don't have a Korban Pesach. So as a zecher for the butzer, we eat a matzah. To eat a kezayis of matzah as a zecher for the kezayis of the Korban Pesach that every yid once upon a time had to eat. So why does the Mishnah Berurah say, lekatchili, eat another kezayis of matzah? You know why? Because it says in the Torah, when they used to eat the Korban Pesach, v'ochlu es habasa balayla zeh, tzli eish u'matzois al-meroirim yechlu. They used to eat the Korban Pesach together with matzah. So when you eat the afikoyimin, you're really eating the Korban Pesach. If there was a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach together with matzah, then there's a mitzvah to eat the matzah with matzah, right? The achli nahama ben nahama. There's a mitzvah to eat the matzah with matzah. So that's why you end up eating another matzah. But the point is two dinim. It sounds like a super lumbus, but it's like psukim in the Torah. All you have to do is be mav esedra. Two dinim of achilas matzah. It says in the Torah, be'erev toichlu matzois, and it says in the Torah, va'ochlus abasa balay lazetz liesh, u'matzois al meroirim yoichlu. And it's two pesukim in dinim. A yid at a chiv, b'leil ha'seid to eat a kezayis a matzah, just like you have a chiv to sit in a sukkah on sukkahs and to light the menorah on Chanukah. The mitzvah hayoyim of Pesach is be'erev toichlu matzos. You eat a kezayis a matzah. In addition to that, there's a second mechayiv, a second posik, with a second unkelus, a second din. V'ochlus abasa b'alay lazet liesh u'matzos al meroirim yoichlu. Said Reb Itzel Aponovich, a very important yisoid. He said, all the dinim that you find in Masechtas Pesachim that govern Hilchas Matzah, all these different halachos, they were all said with regards to Matzah Shel Mitzvah. It's all regards to the halachos of Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs. But all those dinim are not applicable as it relates to the halacha of Ochlu as Abbas and Balai Lazeh, Sli'eshu Matzahs al Meroirim Yoichlu. So for example, the halacha of Lechem Oini, Rabbi Yisrael Lili Darshan with an aleph, you can't be yoitzah the mitzvah matzah with Maisa Sheni. Rabbi Akiva said, Lamute Matzah Ashira. We had another brisa that said a cholut and an ashisha. Right, we had the hekish between matzah and chometz. We had the halacha of Necha B'chom Oishveisechem. All the different halachas that we saw and that we will see. All these halachas said, Rabbi Itzela, those were all negay the mitzvah of the Erev Toichlu Matzahs. As it relates to defining the matzah that I need to eat to be mekayim my mitzvah of the Erev Toichlu Matzahs, al zeh nemar a whole shulchan aruch. But as it relates to the second din, ma'ochlu as habasa balayla zeh,
Tzli Esh, Matzah Sal Meroirim Yoichlu. For that, all you need is one criteria. It should be a matzah. That's all you need. And as long as it's a matzah, knowing it doesn't matter to me, I am basa, ulan atahoylech, lefni me'at asalit in dim b'cheshmen. As long as it's a matzah, it's a matzah, you can be yotzer a mitzvah. So said Rabbi Tzel, a half of a fella. Yesh loymer, that when the Yerushalmi asked the kasha, that why didn't the Yidden eat matzah that first Seder? Yavay asay the matzah v'yitcholois asay the chadosh. Says Rabbi Tzel, it could be the Yerushalmi was never asking that the Yidden should have eaten matzah out the mitzvah be'erev toichlu matzahs. Because could be for the mitzvah be'erev toichlu matzahs, it was pashut that they couldn't eat. You know why? Because at the end of the day, it's chadosh. And if it's chadosh, like the Makna asks, it's no different than tevel. And if it's tevel, there's no mitzvah chametz. And if there's no mitzvah chametz, there's no mitzvah matzah. So you can't be yotzer. Avada the Yerushalmi knew the halacha of matzah shel tevel. And if there's a halacha called matzah shel tevel, you can't be yotzer. Then I can't be yotzer with matzah shel chadosh either. So what's great to Yerushalmi? Yovei asay v'yitcholois asay. It's pechev tenat matzah. Yerushalmi wasn't asking altsver of teichol matzahs. Yerushalmi said, I don't say they didn't eat matzah. What about the other day? What about v'achlas habas v'alay lazer tzliyesh u'matzahs amiroyim yoichlu? That's also a mitzvah. Why couldn't they eat that matzah? They should have eaten the matzah together with the Karban Pesach. I've had the be'erev toichlu matzahs. I know they couldn't have been yoytzer that matzah. But for the other din of u'matzahs amiroyim yoichlu, the only criteria is it should be a matzah. So it's a matzah. What is it? Not a bagel, it's a matzah. So if it's a matzah, for that they could have been yoytzer. So freak to Yerushalmi, let that say not a be'erev toichlu matzahs. But let that say of v'ochlu as habasim v'alay lazet, sli eish u'matzahs amiroyim yoichlu. Let that be doichel alois to say. For that you can't tell me it's matzah shol tevel. Because there's no such halacha matzah shol tevel. That Yerushalmi started saying terutzim. It was asay d'lufnei adibor, kumi gzeir gzayis richa not gzayis sheni. I'll say them are terutzim. But the bottom line is, your kasha is, what was the havim and you should be yoytzer with matzah shol chadosh? It should be no different than matzah shol tevel. The terutz is, it's not, no, because we don't mean Be'er of Teichlu Matzahs. Be'er of Teichlu Matzahs is governed by a very technical, granular Shulchan Aruch of what's matzah and vasa, nit matzah. We're not handling that mitzvah. We're handling v'ochlas habasa b'alay lazeh, tzliyesh, u'matzahs al meroyrim yoichlu. So the reshiva of Yeruchim said, that lafi zeh, yeish loymar, it's miyushiv, kemin chaymer, the Tama Melech's kasha. What was the Tama Melech's kasha? First, fake Yerushalmi that they shouldn't have been yoytz in the midst of chadash because yovei asay the matzah v'yitcha is loy asay the chadash. What's the problem? It's not nechal l'shiva. So if it's not nechal l'shiva, you can't eat it for 7 days because the first kazayis you have the mitzvah, but after that you're done. You can't eat the chadash anymore. So it's not nef. I can't take a second bite out of it. That means it's not nechal l'shiva. The teretz is again. The Yerushalmi was never asking out the mitzvah bear of teichol matzahs. It was asking out for achlas habasa b'alay lazet sliyeshu matzahs amroim yechlu. And once Rabbi Itzala Miponovich, the Zeicher Yitzchok was Mechadesh his Yisoid, and that is that for the second din for Umatzas Amroyim Yechlu, you don't have all the Shulchan Aruch, you don't have all the halachas of Matzah. So if you don't have the halach of Lechemoni with an Aleph or Lechemoni, and if you don't have the halach of Chomosh Veisechem, and if you don't have the Hekish of Chometz to Matzah, so Matzah Shul Tavu is not going to be a problem. So why should the Matzah have to be in a Necheles L'Shiva? That should neither be an issue. And if that's not going to be an issue, so said Rabbi Yeruchim, says based on that, it's Gevaldik. It's Miyad that the Teretz, that the Zeicher Yitzchok said to the Maknas Kashna is going to be the teretz to the Tama Melech's Kashna as well. The Yerushalmi was never asking out the mitzvah of Erev Teichlu Matzahs. The Yerushalmi was asking out the mitzvah of Matzahs Roim Yechlu. But the Reshiva was just mice of one knitch. And that is, this is all good if you look at the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asks a Kashna. Yerushalmi's Lashon just is, Me'ata kacha ni yomer lo yoichlu Yisrael matzah belele Pesach. It's very hard to read the Yerushalmi. Amar Rab Yoina min denafkus etc. Shanya he shemitzvah zasei doichel mitzvah loy zasei. Yerushalmi just asked why didn't the Yidden eat matzah? If you look at Tosfos's lashon here and in Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Tosfos adds a little bit of language that the Yerushalmi doesn't say. Tosfos says be Yerushalmi maksha lama lo yochlu matzah mechadosh v'yavei asay de be'erev toichlu matzahs v'yitchul lois asay de chadosh. So said Rabbi Yeruchim, that was Tosfos Haysafa. If you look in the Yerushalmi never said the words be'erev toichlu matzahs. The Yerushalmi just said say asay doichel lois asay. So he said Tosfos added be'erev toichlu matzahs. You know why? Because Tosfos assumed what other essay is the Yerushalmi referring to. That's the mitzvah team matzah. The mitzvah is Be'erev Teichlu Matzahs. If the mitzvah is Be'erev Teichlu Matzahs, we have a problem. We have the Maknas problem. We have the Tama Melech's problem. We talk have issues. And all these words, Nistar Kol Abinyan, because all the raid that we're saying is that you have no problem with Matzah Shal Tevel. You have no problem with Matzah Nechel Zechol Shiva, because the Yishalmi is not asking Al Sperav Teichel Matzahs. The Yishalmi is asking Al Tum Matzah Sumerayram Yoichlu. Why? Because Tais Azaytok Taisvis. Yavi Asay the Berav Teichel Matzahs V'yitchalois Asay the Chalash. But Rabbi Yerucham said, if you take a look in Yerushalmi never said the Erev Teichel Matzvis. All the Yerushalmi said was Yavei Asay V'yitchalois Asay. Tais was added language. Tais was added a commentary. Ah, listen, Tais has the credentials to add a commentary to Yerushalmi. But this was Tais Aysafa. So without Tais, it's Geshmak. You could say maybe the Yerushalmi meant U'matzis Amarayim Reichlu. The problem is it's Tais. And once Tais said that the Asay is the Erev Teichel Matzvis, so then we're back to square one. And that is, if we're dealing with the regular mitzvah of Erev Teichel Matzvis, so that's already governed by the whole Shulchan Aruch. So now you have a kasha. Matzah shal chadash should be no different than matzah shal tevel. Get out, say the chalishim. It's matzah shal tevel. It's not a geyer. You can't be yotza. It's not nechel chol shiva. You can't take a second bite out of it. So chura, if that's the case, it would be hadra kushu l'duchte, and we'll leave it over here.